right, I'd like to move on to another topic really quickly, because Tim, you also say in your book that you can sleep 2 hours a day and still feel rested. I'm sort of fascinated by this because we could all use the extra awake hours. Tell us right. how this works.
So some of these chapters, I'll say, are used to demonstrate what the body is capable of. I don't expect many people to do the 2 hours a day, but it's referring to something called polyphasic sleep. So Edison and others were famous for doing this, where they would break up their sleep into multiple portions throughout the day. When you do that, you're able to limit the total number of hours and still feel fully rested because you increase the percentage of REM sleep. That's how it works.
And Dr. Boyle, what's your
medical
reaction?
There are big studies. I mean, there have been large studies out of UCSD and other institutions looking at hundreds of thousands of patients, finding that the optimal number of hours of sleep are 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. And when you go below that number, you actually increase your rate of obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and decrease longevity and survival. So although I understand your explanation of polyphasic sleep and trying to maximize your REM, I don't necessarily think that's safe to do. Having lived on that kind of sleep as a surgical resident right. and being my own experiment, I just can't imagine your average person really being able to sustain that. It's interesting, but probably not good for your average person to do.
So just a few really quick points. So Dr. Boyle, you're absolutely right. With monophasic sleep, if you're getting it in one block, you do need those 6 to 8 hours, in some cases more. I like to get 9.5. But if you are following the polyphasic approach to Uberman, which is the 2 hours, 2.5 hours per day, it is sustainable. I'm actually gathering data right now using EEGs and other devices to show that it is possible. But you're absolutely right. If you're getting it in one block and you can't take 6, 7, 8 naps per day.
Why would you want to? Why would you want to have 20-minute episodes of sleep 6 times a day? Isn't that difficult for your average person to maintain with the job
impossible.
And family? I mean,
yeah.
what is the benefit of that?
It's impossible for most people. But again, it's to show that if you can get to 2 hours, there's certainly methodical ways, let's say you're a new mother, so that you can strategically plan your sleep so you don't feel as tired. That's the point. I'm showing
you. So if you're in sort of like a lockdown mode and you're in a survival mode, then you could do this, but
right.
not for your average person.
So it is possible, but maybe not ideal for most people. I want to move on to one last point, Tim.